This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
The Avalanche punch back, whereas the Nuggets couldn't do that. Minnesota, both Minnesotas are talking a lot of trash, Mike. A lot of trash. One team stood up and said, no, we don't do that here. I had a lot of trust that this team was going to figure it out. I was worried about the goalie change, but I also said yesterday that if there's anyone we should trust when it comes to pushing the right buttons when it comes to your goalie, it's Jared Bednar. And he has earned that trust yet again. Avalanche, college football playoff expansion, top stories of the day. We'll talk some Rockies with Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies. The Rockies get back in action today. And we have a Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs Monday night football game on the horizon. We know that. The whole show starts now. Listen, right off the bat, you get an early goal against the Avs, and it was tipped and all that. But you know, I think a lot of people that have been discussing and following the goalie situation, no matter what. And again, you have to watch these games to really understand if it was the goalie's fault, if it was bad defense. It was probably more bad defense there. Nobody was clogging up that lane, and the Wild get up early, 1-0. And from that point on, it felt like the Avs were simply outplaying the Wild. Now, Mike, that's a game, though, where you worry about it because you're still down 1-0 at the end of the first. It's tied at the end of the second. You get that wonderful goal by Kadri that nobody saw. And like they had to come back to it because they were still doing a player interview at that point. But Kadri gets the goal to tie it. So we're tied going into the third. It felt like the Avs were outplaying the Wild, but how many hockey games have you watched where it feels like you're outplaying a certain team, but in hockey, if you can keep that puck out of the net and still find a way to fight and stay within one or tied, then sometimes the worst team comes out on top, and it felt like the Wild were going to do that. Honestly, felt like that. What are you smiling about? What are you smiling about? What's funny? What's funny about the Avs going up 3-1, bringing this series back to the Mile High City? What's funny about that?
Well, as you were saying that, I wanted to say, well, hockey is a game of runs.
It's not so much a game of runs, actually. Not anything. Baseball
is a game of runs.
Basketball is what you're thinking there, Bob.
No, baseball is a game of runs.
Basketball is more, well, there's runs in baseball, but when you use the phrase in sports, golly. Do you ever just stop and go, how can I bring content that's related to the stuff that we're talking about instead of being Jerry Seinfeld? Do you think about that? Like, how do I come in with a take, a real honest assessment of what I saw last night? Instead, it's a whatever that was. Do you ever just think, like, how could I be better at what I'm doing? Like,
I just wanted to talk about airline food.
Is that Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, it was terrible. I do a better...
Actually, you're funnier than Jerry Seinfeld. How about that? I'll give you that, buddy.
No. Jerry Seinfeld.
Another comedian that is not funny. Not funny.
Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David
together.
You know
what's funny? Larry David is funny. What he wrote, Seinfeld, is not funny. But what he did in, what was it, Curb Your Enthusiasm? Funny. That's funny. So I don't know how a guy could be so funny and then write something that's not so. Maybe it's because of the cast. I don't know. It was bad. Seinfeld was just a terrible show.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld's not an actor, but
no, I could tell. Yeah,
Seinfeld was a good show.
100% right. He's not an actor. I totally knew he was trying to be funny, and it was not.
But look, hockey is It's a game of runs.
It's not,
but not
a game
about
of runs.
Runs.
It's not a game of runs.
It's a game of momentum.
To me, it's the opposite of a game of runs. It's a game where you can feel like the better team and lose 1-0. You can look like the better team all game and lose. Now that occasionally happens in other. I mean, that happens in other sports, but in hockey, it seems like it happens a lot more. You just get a hot goalie, even though you're getting all the right shots and your passes are crisp. You're beating the defense. It's to me, it's the opposite of that. But here's what I want to go to first. I want to talk about the goalie stuff. I want to talk about Nathan MacKinnon getting hit in the face with the puck, and then like I don't even think he feels pain. I honestly don't think he feels pain.
None of them feel pain.
Especially Nathan MacKinnon. He almost looked pissed when the trainer skated over there to help him out. Like I thought about this. Right after he got hit by his own guy, it was a mistake. It was just an accident. But the trainer's coming out there to check on him. I immediately thought, man, that is like trying to wrangle a lion. That's like trying to get in the lion is ripping people to shreds and broke its leg, and you got to get in there and like try to calm the lion down so you can cure it, so you can heal it and get a cast around that thing. Did you see the look on MacKinnon's face when he comes up after he got hit and the trainer's skating out there? He almost looked like, get the hell away from me. Now, he's bleeding everywhere, so they had to get him off the ice and into the locker room. But I was 0% surprised to see him come out in the third. Like, I would have been extremely shocked had he not. That's just who he is. That's who a lot of these hockey guys are. You got Josh Manson. I mean, Michael McCarron talked a little smack after the first period. The Wild were doing a lot of that. They were doing a lot of that before, basically talking like game three or, you know, game three was easy. It was easy. They got a lucky goal. It's the only reason they got a goal at all is because they're lucky. And the Avalanche said, you know what? We're going to fight back. We're going to do what we need to do, and we're going to punch you in the mouth if we have to, or the butt of our stick we might need to do. Michael McCarron, what did he have to say, Michael? This is what he said after the first period. He's talking to the ESPN crew. They do a phenomenal job. I think hockey broadcasts, maybe not the broadcast last night. It was kind of a bad example. It's kind of choppy. But I think a lot of the studio shows are excellent. I think they are quick to admit what they don't know, but while still talking about it, because they can't tell you what this guy was supposed to be doing defensively. They can say, here's what I assumed was supposed to happen. I like the honesty there. You don't get that in many other sports. But Michael McLaren was interviewed after the first period. Here's what he had to say about Josh Manson.
But it looked like he took a butt edge to the juggler there. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you're feeling now?
Yeah. I mean, you played against Josh. He's a dirty player. He's always been. Surprised he got away with only a four minute. I'm happy he's still in the game.
Do you wonder if they knew that he said that at all during the game? I mean, I don't know. It's hard to find out, but they have long intermissions, right? Do you think that somehow got to anybody? Was there anybody on Twitter, not the players, the coaches, but was there somebody, an intern, anybody that just happened to be scrolling Twitter during the break and was like, hey, Josh, this is what they're saying about you. This is what Michael McCarron's saying about you. Do you think that got to them at all?
You know, there's a wife somewhere. I'm sure not all the players are checking their texts
because
they're in game mode.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a wife of a trainer who's like, dude, what did you hear what just happened? And the trainer goes in and goes, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Or maybe they overheard it in the hallway.
Maybe.
They definitely heard something about it. And this is a big deal. He called him out.
Yeah, well, he called him out, and it wasn't a major, and they reviewed it. They looked it over. It wasn't a major, but it couldn't confirm.
It couldn't confirm.
You could see he was, to me, I don't know. It looked like he's just trying to get out, get him off of him, and then I don't know. I don't think it was a major, obviously, and they couldn't quite confirm it. Here's Josh Manson. You know, the guy, like, He's not known as a dirty player. He's an aggressive, tough player. I just don't know that many across the NHL would label him as a dirty player. You know what I say? So what? I don't care. I mean, there's dirty players that I can't stand, but I guarantee you their fan base loves the hell out of him. Here's Josh Manson.
That's fine. If he wants to call me a dirty player, he can just look at my history. I mean, it's been 13 years and I haven't been suspended yet, so obviously I'm not that dirty. You know what I mean? I think there are other guys in the league that are doing more, but was that the cleanest play? No. I mean, was it purposeful? No, and it wasn't purposeful either, but like I said, served my time. They scored on it, so I mean, benefited them. That's his perspective.
He also said, he hits me, but then he lands on me. I didn't really like that. I butt-ended him. Was that on purpose? Was that my intention? Absolutely not. Did I want to punch him in the head? I did want to punch him in the head. Like, I like it, man. I like it. And Mike, so many things about this series. Now, it's the Avalanche and the Nuggets always go down a similar trajectory. I feel like maybe that's because the ownership's the same, but there's a connection there. And here it is again, another connection. The Avs have a tough series right now with a team that kind of respects them, but also is not afraid to talk crap about them. The Nuggets played a team very similar, tough-nosed team that thinks they're better than they are, and maybe it's not going to be just them thinking that if they can get through the Spurs. But they talked a lot of smack about the Nuggets from the head coach down. And what was the response? Nobody's getting on the ground. Nobody's wrestling guys. Nobody's saying, yeah, I wanted to hit him in the head. Everyone's saying the right thing. Your friendly neighborhood spider, the same thing, Mike. You know, that's just his opinion and whatever. This is Josh Manson coming out saying, yeah, I didn't mean to do that, but did I want to hit him in the head? Yeah, I absolutely did. That's what I want to hear. I didn't know it's hockey, but I've heard basketball players stand up and say this kind of stuff too. This is what you do when a Minnesota team runs their mouth. You take everything right the hell back. Kale McCarr. Do you have the Kale McCarr clip? Kale McCarr at the end of the game, what did he say? Something like, we just had to get back on the train, baby. We just had to get right back on it. Not be afraid to reclaim this series. And here's the star player for one of the star players for the Avs.
Yeah, I feel like we stayed with it for most of the night. They had a good response after our goal, and I felt like we responded really well after that. We just went right back at them. So felt like the legs were going for the most part for forwards tonight.
No one was satisfied with the way Game 3 went. How do you think the guys responded with energy and execution tonight?
Yeah, again, like Peter touched on, I felt like it was a professional win. I felt like we did all the small things right and found different ways to mitigate their attack. But they definitely still found some things. But, we got to clean up a couple things. But I felt like our tenaciousness was there tonight.
What do you make of that third period? You knew there was going to be a push, a ferocious push to tie the game, and because they're desperate. How do you think you did?
Yeah, I felt like we weathered it at times well, but again, I think for us, we really wanted this one, and like we want everyone, but I felt like tonight we had our legs, especially in the third, and even though they had a couple chances, I felt like we just got right back on our horse and pushed on them.
Structurally, what are those things that they were able to do last game that going into today you looked at and said, we want to mitigate this? Was it 5-on-5? Was it whenever they got on the power play, 4-on-4? What was that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like obviously last game felt like the ice was tilted a little bit. It felt like they had the puck for a lot, and we were playing contained kind of coverage, it seemed like. So I feel like when one guy starts doing it and it leaks into everybody else, that's when we get ourselves in trouble, especially defensively. And but when we have aggressiveness and we find different ways to attack the puck carrier or guys around it, I think that's when we close opportunities and then we go play offense. So felt like we did a better job of that tonight. It's going to be more challenged as we go here, but yeah.
I thought, aside from like the first 6 minutes of the game, Michael, I felt like the Avalanche played better defensively. I mean, there was a long stretch in that second period where the Wild didn't even get a shot off. And I talked about this yesterday. I was like, does it feel like they play better defense collectively when Mackenzie Blackwood is between the pipes? And you know, I put that out on X, and some people responded with like, well, maybe they don't trust him as much. Maybe they feel like they have to make up for Mackenzie Blackwood, Michael. 90.4 save percentage through the regular season. Had 90 goals against him. He was one of the top goalies in 39 games, 23-10-2, two overtime losses. It's weird to say it, But that's how much of a luxury we're looking at here for the Avalanche. What we were talking about, and what we'll continue to talk about, is Wedgewood, Blackwood. Either one you go with is a starter on more than half the teams, way more than half the teams in the NHL. So let's be clear on that. Any debate. Now, I'm already seeing all the Mackenzie Blackwood apologists come out here. You owe him an apology. Anybody who's been following this team has never used this to put down Blackwood. It's been more of a resurgence of Scott Wedgewood. It's been more of a, whoa, where did this guy come from? He's getting paid $2 million a year. He wasn't the plan. He was the backup plan. Mackenzie Blackwood was the plan. I think it's more of a realization that you have two good goalies, and one goalie seemed to be a little bit better. So go with that guy. Bednar, though, saw a crack in the foundation on Saturday and said, instead of forcing the issue and saying, Scott, you're going to be fine, man. You're going to be fine. Wedgie, get out there and just be better. He said, you know what? We've done this all season. This is what we've done. And I've set it up that way. I said at the beginning of the playoffs that if we make a change, it will be not necessarily an indictment toward that player. It would be what we've done all year. It's going to be a feel it out kind of thing. And boy, did Jared Bednar, because again, that first goal, probably more on the Avalanche defensively. And then the rest of the way, I thought they played great. I thought it was a great game. Now, they ended up getting another goal, you know, in that third period quickly after, which one was that? Was that to, whose goal was that? Was that Colton's goal? Ross Colton got the goal. Was that when Ross Colton got the goal? And then shortly after that, because Ross Colton had the goal from Waugh. It was just an amazing pass. And then shortly after that, the Wild did their thing. That was a phenomenal play, too. I mean, to be able to tie that up so quickly, you know, take some of that momentum right back. You know, but then the Avalanche just never were out. Quinn Hughes is ridiculous. He's fast as hell. The goal, the assist he had on the goal to tie it up in the third was amazing. But the Avs just were never shook, man. Not at one point, Michael, did I actually believe the Avalanche were going to lose that game. And that is not because I'm hashtag hockey guy now, which I am. Hashtag hockey guy. I just have confidence in this team. I have confidence in their stars. I have confidence in their depth. Their depth showed up big last night. I have confidence in their coach. I have confidence in their goalies, their upper management. It's not the same thing I can say for the Nuggets. Michael, thoughts on the game?
Yeah, they were fantastic. There was one point deep in the first period where the Wild only had four shots on goal. And yes, they had that one amazing goal that you can't really blame any goalie for. But the Avs played really great defense last night. And
yeah.
At some point it felt like their goalie was outperforming our goalie. We had more shots
on
goal.
Yes.
It's just how well he was playing. This is why I like the goalie position so much. This is why I like a goalie who can shut a team down. It doesn't matter how good you are offensively. If you have that type of goalie who is having that type of night, I mean, you have to have some really, really beautiful shots.
Midway through the second period, I thought Volstead was just, dude, he was making crazy saves. You know, that's one way to get a crowd going is to make incredible saves. And he did. He made some awesome saves. Now, again, two of those goals, it was 5-2. Two of those goals, of course, empty nets. Can you believe this stat, Michael? Nathan MacKinnon. Here's a trivia for you, Mike. He's played in a lot of playoff games. Give me the percentage of those playoff games that he scored a goal. Is it like 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%? Of his playoff games, he has scored a goal in what percentage of them? At least a goal.
43.8.
60%. 60%, Mike. He's played in 103. It's around 60. He's played in 103 playoff games. And he scored 60. In those games, he's had 61. Now, some were multiple games or goals and at least a goal in a playoff game. That's incredible. And now, again, empty netter, whatever. The guy did it with a broken face. This was a championship effort last night. This is what a true champion does, man. Nothing weird, nothing, no puck luck, nothing wacky. It's just a team that said, you know what? We were rolling. Maybe we let off the gas a little bit on Saturday. But we are going to bounce right back, punch you in the mouth, and put this series on life alert. And take it tomorrow night.
I would not be surprised if the Avs do win tomorrow night.
I would not be
surprised if the Wild win tomorrow night. I think this is...
Wild, that's a great team.
Whoever wins tomorrow night will be taking on Carolina.
Whoever wins the series, you mean, because the Wild can't win the series tomorrow night, Michael.
I know, but whoever wins this series.
Yeah.
Whoever wins this series.
Yeah. And that
will
take
on Carolina.
That's going to be incredible.
I mean, Carolina's so hot.
Dude.
They could beat the Wild. They could beat the Avalanche.
They could beat the Avalanche. I don't know. This just, it feels like the team of destiny. And Jared Bednar, let me just say this. Jared Bednar's one win away, Mike, from getting out of that sacred second round, which we always talk about with Bedsy. Like, you know, that's where the pressure is on this guy, is getting past the second round with this roster that has been assembled. And fair or unfair, you can't be that good in the regular season, have that many pieces, improve in the small areas you needed to improve in, some small areas, some not, and not get past the second round. That, I mean, fair or unfair, because the Wild are a good team. That's a team that could win a cup. Dallas Stars are a team that could win a cup. So it's not like the competition is easy. It's not like with the Nuggets, where they lose to the Timberwolves, and that is a massive disappointment. If the Avalanche would have somehow lost, again, series still going, but the Wild got to win. They got to win three in a row, Mike.
Coaches have been fired after successful seasons.
Coaches have been fired after going to the Super Bowl.
Successful regular seasons and poor performances in the playoffs. I mean, we've seen it with the Broncos. Like, if you cannot win at some point, the general manager, the owners are going to be like...
I don't think that's a good example.
I think it's...
What's a good Broncos coach that was actually good his final couple of years that got fired?
What's his name? John Fox. He was good his couple of years, couldn't win in the playoffs.
Yeah, but couldn't win in the playoffs. Bednar wins in the playoffs. Just doesn't always win in the second round.
Yeah,
Fox is a decent example.
That was the knock.
I'll give you a decent example. But they got their ass kicked by the Colts. And John Elway was pissed about that. So, I mean, that's a decent example. But Bednar would be like one of the better coaches, Mike, in Colorado, in the state of Colorado history. If he got fired because they didn't get past the second round, wouldn't he be one of the best coaches fired at the somewhat height of his career, coaching career? Now, I don't disagree necessarily if they would have gotten bounced in the second round, if that still happens, but wouldn't he go down as like one of the best coaches in the state to get fired, at least while he was coaching at a really high level?
I mean, we're all calling this the team of destiny. The league sees the Avalanche as a team of destiny. The league thinks the Avalanche should be winning the Stanley Cup. And, you know, Carolina's standing in the way. The Wild are standing in the way.
And Carolina's going to be...
not win.
I mean, Carolina... They haven't lost one, Mike. They didn't lose one.
Carolina is so, like... They're just so good. And, look, the Stanley Cup playoffs are just different. We've seen 8 seeds upset 1 seeds, and you don't see it all the time. You see it more than in basketball, though.
Do you think if the Avs take care of business tomorrow or later on, he's safe, 100% safe?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a disappointing year. You cannot be swept in the next round, and I don't think they will.
I don't think so. That's going to be a fun series. Let's get it done, though. Let's get it done tomorrow night. Don't waste any more time. Just go ahead and get this thing done. 30 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the good, the bad, and the ugly. More on Mackenzie Blackwood's big night and Jared Bednar's thoughts on Blackwood coming in, playing, just putting up a solid effort, allowing the Avalanche to take some time to control this game. Avs win. They're up 3-1. Let's go.
Preps Baseball can be heard right here.
Take me out to the ball game.
A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Miles McClarty, safety for the UNC Bears, and you're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, we got to be careful not to get too far ahead of our skis either, Michael. I mean, Avalanche can take care of Minnesota tomorrow night. I think they will. I do. I'm like you. I wouldn't be shocked if Minnesota gets another one here. Bring this back to Minnesota, and then I think the Avs get the series, though. Well, we got another good series going on between Las Vegas and Anaheim, too. So, Mike, you gotta take care of the Wild, and you got to take care of that before we can even start thinking about Carolina.
I hope Las Vegas wins so the revenge tour can continue.
Kind of want to see this young Ducks team, though, because they're kind of, there's similarities to the Avalanche, just not there yet. And we'll see if they can keep all those pieces together like how the Avs have. So I'll be, that one would kind of be interesting. But yeah, seeing the Avalanche possibly get a chance to get back at Las Vegas would be cool. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Jared Bednar, Mike, I got a lot of respect for Bednar. I do. I like him a lot. He might be my favorite coach. He might be my favorite coach in the state. Yeah. I know what you're going to say.
Oh, Sean Payton.
Is it really? You like Sean Payton over Jared Bednar? If you had to pick.
That's not how I sound.
Really? You literally sounded exactly like I just said. It sounded like I was just doing another impression of you.
No. I sound like this, and you did a terrible impression of me to disparage me, and that's uncalled for.
Answer the question.
I like Sean Payton.
Of course. So,
partially,
yes,
because
it sounds
he's a
exactly
Bronco.
Like I just said. Exactly like I just said.
If I was a coach, though, if I was a head coach, I'd probably, I don't know, I would probably be more like Sean Payton. I'd probably be a little more snippy at people.
I think, yeah, you would be a bad coach. He said, Chris, what is this? sorry. Sounds like I'm really mean to you, Michael. But come on, guys. I'm around him all the time.
Sounds like.
Whoa, Brady. Looks like a rough 3 hours, brother. Good luck. See? See what I'm saying? You guys think I'm mean to him. I'm not mean to him. He just says a lot of things that make me irritated.
I could make it a rough 3 hours.
You do. What do you mean could? Faith says, I thought the goalie change was a bold move, but he stood by it and was successful. Yeah, here's Jared Bednar on that goalie change and how much he believed in. Do you have it? You don't have Bednar? On Blackwood? I sent you that. Okay. It might be a long 3 hours. All right. Let me collect it because I did send it to you. We'll go find it here in just a minute. I want to hear from this because it's a good clip from Jared Bednar. 37 minutes. We're due for a break anyway. 37 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, Jared Bednar made a tough call. 50% of Avs fans were like, yeah, it's the right move. Another 50% seemed like they were against it. And if they would have lost last night, if it would have been like 4-2 or 4-3, you know he'd be getting crap, probably from us here on the show, just depending on how that game went. You have to watch it closely. But here's Bedsy on Blackwood stepping in for Wedgwood.
He was great. Yeah, I think he went in the net and did exactly what I was hoping he would do. And like he's had, like I said before, he had some like really strong practices in the last week. He's had some time to prepare. He's in tune with what's going on in the series and done his homework. And I thought that, he went in and played a great game for us.
Being ready. That's also the mark of a great team, is being ready. And you got that a lot last night with the entire group. How many games in these playoffs so far have we walked away and said it wasn't the Cale Makar or Nathan MacKinnon show or Marty Nature's show? There were several guys that consistently have stepped up for this team. And Nazem Kadri. It was a cool goal there, too. I don't know how Marty Natchez gets the assist on that, by the way. Because it was like he shot it and it bounced back to him. He shot it again. That's, okay. It's like basketball assists sometimes. I thought the assist from Nicholas Waugh was incredible, Mike. He like froze the goalie. He froze him and then just shifted it on over to Ross Colton. Parker Kelly. Jack Drury. I mean, this team's loaded. You know, when you say this team's a wagon, this is what you're talking about. They have two of the best players in the NHL. They have two of the top goalies. Like, seriously, go look at the stats. Two of the top goalies in the NHL. Certainly one of them. One of the best leaders in the NHL in Gabriel Landeskog. I mean, and yet they have all these other dudes that are beloved by their fans. And you trust them. The Brock Nelsons, I mean, he's been incredible for this team. And again, the moves they made in the middle of last season have set them up for this. Incredible effort. From the front office to the coaching to the players. Now, you got to get it done. Still not over, but it's amazing. This is a team that does not let you marinate on a bad loss long. That's what I talked about, Mike. There wasn't many stretches in the season where you really felt like, uh-oh, bottom's falling out with this team. What's going on? They don't allow that thought to enter your brain. And that's the mark of a champion. 44 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. Join Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June in Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I heard Craig on Good Morning NoCo this morning with the fellas, and I'm a client. I'm a client. They sponsor us, and that's awesome. But Mike, you know me and the mosquitoes are one thing. I can deal with mosquitoes. My wife can't. She can't stand them. So they're hooking us up. They're coming out tomorrow, I think. But the mouse situation, that has gone away. I have not spotted one of those beady-eyed little rodents in a while, and that's no coincidence. Once I called Mosquito Joe, they come out. They put stuff on your house that repels them. They're not out there like hunting them like Elmer Fudd, Mike. They're putting stuff in place so that they won't come near your house. It deters them. I don't know. I'm not smart, Mike. I don't know how this works. I just know that there's no mice around the yard anymore. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Okay, coming up next, we got Avalanche Trivia. And I'll just make it clear, you are registering for a $50 in Mr. Money Greeley cash. And then you'll get a 1 in 5 shot, and we'll announce the winner on Friday. So we got Avalanche Playoff Trivia coming up next. I want to get you in on this. We're testing hooligans. The questions are going to get a little bit harder as we go. So we'll get to that coming up next. Do not miss it. Load up that number, 970-353-1310. We'll do that on the other side. Avalanche playoff history trivia coming up next. Yes, Michael?
Why don't we just do it now?
We'll just do it. Oh, man, I am that far behind, am I? What is up with me today? What is going on with me? The clock is befuddling me right now. I'm having a hard time with it. How do we fix it?
I could put in a commercial.
Do you know? No, I'm just joking.
Me singing.
No, I normally we blow the clock. So yesterday I was just so used to that. Okay, so we do have. I need to get you the answer somehow, though, Michael. So come around here and I'll show you the answer.
How do you know I don't know the answer?
You might know the answer.
Ask the question and I'll nod if I know the answer.
All right, do we have any trivia music or anything? Yeah, warm me up here. You know, just play me in, Scotty. Avalanche trivia. So this is good for, dude, Mr. Money in downtown Greeley. It's a $50 of cash for Mr. Money. It's not actual cash for anywhere else. It's just for Mr. Money in downtown Greeley. I might throw in a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse in this gift package on Friday. This has been fun. A lot of people are calling in with Av's knowledge. Some are okay with it. Some are struggling. But I want you get this one right at this point, Michael, and you will be in the running to win the big prize on Friday. A 1 in 5 shot to win $50 in Mr. Money Greeley cash. And, dude, they have everything down there. Seriously, I go there all the time. I sell stuff down there and work with my guy, Steven. He's excellent. And, I mean, they got bicycles down there. They got video games. They've got tools, guitars, toys, sports memorabilia. They got it. So here it is. Who was the starting goaltender for the 2022 Stanley Cup team? You know the answer? Don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm blanking on it, but I should know.
Blink twice if you know the answer. Okay, that's all I needed to know. First caller to get it right. 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. I'm trying to think of a way I can give you the hint of who it is. You're Googling it right now, aren't you? I thought you would know this. We've talked about this.
I don't remember names, Brady.
I know. And it was a few years ago. Who was the starting goaltender for the 2022 Stanley Cup team? For those Colorado Avalanche. There you go, Mike. Yes.
See, I should have remembered.
Yeah, well, to be fair, he's not going to go down in the long list of great Avalanche goalies, right? I mean, he had a nice little run there. This was also a part of Jared Bednar pushing the right buttons. But first caller to get it right gets their name in the registration for a 1 in 5 shot to win $50 worth of Mr. Money Greeley cash. And then I'm also throwing in a $25 gift certificate to the best, the very best restaurant in Northern Colorado, Big City Roadhouse. He said, Chris, you can't just fire off answers before the question hits. So there it is. Michael's on the line. I'm guessing. Did we get now? You guys have done, like I said, I'm kind of proud of you. You've hit these pretty good. The first couple were easy. This one I thought was an easier question. But they're going to get a little more difficult as we go. Actually, I think tomorrow's is going to be easy. So we'll give you a good chance to win that one too. But I want you to get in on this, and I want you to go down to Mr. Money Greeley. I mean, if you haven't been to a pawn shop, man, you're looking for discounts, you're looking for deals. I don't know what else to tell you. That's the place to go. And I've dealt with Steven there for a long time, and he's a great dude, great business model. They do things the right way down there. And they have really cool finds down there that you might be shocked by. All right, so did we get the answer, Mike? Sounds like did you get it?
Did get an answer, yes.
The answer? Go ahead, Michael. This is your moment.
Darcy Kuemper.
Darcy Kuemper. And that was also a master class of coaching by Jared Bednar, how he dealt with Darcy Kuemper and Frankie. And a lot of people were out on Darcy Kuemper. Because, hey, that was a different Avalanche team, man. That was like, they were all hot, nasty speed. Didn't have a lot of interest in playing defense, but a lot of interest in scoring.
And Darcy Kuemper wasn't very
Kuemper.
good.
No, he wasn't very good, but he was okay enough, right, in the playoffs.
He'd have really horrible games.
Yeah, but he was good enough. And there was a lot of people wanting Frankie to take over the entire playoff run. But I thought Bednar handled that well. And he's handling this as a completely different situation. Then he had two average goalies, maybe below average goalies, Michael. Now he has two extremely, very much above average goalies. And he's handling it beautifully so far.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that the Colorado you know, a lot of times after you have a superstar team and you win, sometimes you just can't afford it. Like, I'm hoping the Colorado Avalanche will be the next Montreal Canadiens, where they win like five in a row. Probably not going to happen in this day and age, but hey, one can hope.
We got to take a look at that, too. And I don't want to get too far ahead here, and I get where you're, but like, this team right here could win multiple cups. The question will be, how many of these guys can they keep, you know, going into next season? But we're not there yet, Mike. We're not there yet. You got to take care of business tomorrow night. Get that series done with. See who you got between the Golden Knights and the Ducks. And get ready for probably a fun battle there. And then we know what's next after that. Are we asking another trivia question?
No, the music kept going.
Oh, okay. I thought you had another one. Do you have one?
Who's your favorite co-host on the whole show?
Pass. Top story of the day, coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.